Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And of course, this is Project Independent You, which is a radio program that has come out of Project Independence to bring information to the seniors around the town. But one announcement I want to make, which is, I think, interesting, is that Judy Bosworth, the supervisor of the town, is going to be at the Muncie Park Elementary School and reading to the kids. And this is not the first time, maybe the first time in Muncie, I don't know. But I mean, I know Judy has been from the legislature always for years going around to the children. And, you know, it's just a tremendous thing. It really is. I have a four-year-old grandson. My daughter reads to him every night. I read to him when I'm there. It's such an important thing to start the kids. And when you have somebody like a supervisor, that when she walks in, the kids are so, and the teachers, I'm sure, are full of respect that out of her day, and her days are crazy. They start 6 o'clock in the morning, they go till 10, 11 o'clock at night, and that's probably a good one, that she takes the time out to be a grandmother.
Yeah, I think it's one of the perks of her day, you know, is actually she loves something it, I'm fun sure. and be yeah. around. That's what I said, especially as being a grandma, you know, I think it makes it special.
No, but that's a wonderful thing, and she's going to be there this week. And then actually she's going to be at the Senior Center, the Great Neck Senior Center, on the 28th, which is the installation of the board. Actually, I'm the president of the Great Neck. Actually, it's Social Center, Great Neck Social Center. And every year, you know, we have three-year terms. It rolls over. So we were very fortunate to get Judy to come to install it. And the same thing. We have maybe 130 to 140 people coming for lunch. And what people, I hope Judy realizes it, they love when she shows up because she's busy.
Right.
But they want to be inducted by somebody
important.
Like that. It makes them
feel
important.
I think that's the most important thing. You know, you want to feel, anyone, senior or non-senior, that you're being heard, that, you know, your voice matters. You know, so when an elected official takes the time out to do those things, I think it only, you know, validates the situation. So.
Yeah, because everybody's had the experience. Even if it's not a government official, you call, you don't get her call back.
Right.
3 days later, you call again. Either Judy or somebody gets back to
you. That's all ties into 311. I really think it is. I remember when I started as an intern and, you know, we were learning about the system because it had just launched like a year before I started. And it was just such a cool thing.
When did you start?
I interned in 2009.
Okay.
And then I got hired when I graduated in 2010 because I was interning for my social work master's. And I loved it. I'm thankful. You know, it's so different. And what I love about the 311 system is that it's accountability too. So you're calling, you're going to get a number. There's a timer. So, you know, you have that has to be closed out, that service request. So you're not, it's not, you know, I always laugh because the former supervisor, John Kamen, used to always say that, you know, you can call the supervisor's office and there'll be 10,000 post-it notes on his desk and they will just end up God knows where. But this, you're calling into 311, you know, and there's a certain accountability. And, you know, I mean, like, it was really helpful originally with potholes because, you know, there was a timer when it should be filled. And then, you know, for our own purposes, because I'm one of the, me and Paula Uhl is the deputy commissioner of our department. We pick up the service request and you just see, you know, I mean, it's like you're being heard, you know, you're talking to a real call taker who knows where to put the information, you know, so you're not talking to an automated system. And I mean, Project Independence, which, you know, just to toot our own horn, our callback time is like one of the best in the town because, you know, you call, it's really, you know, a day or two, you know.
I'm familiar with 311, obviously, but not with the back office part of it. So if somebody calls 311 and has a Project Independence question.
Right.
They send that to you and Paula, or you pick
it
up every day?
Yeah,
so or no?
what happens is, you know, you call, and let's say, you know, they're going to ask you, are you 60 and over? So immediately that's kind of red flagged, okay, Project Independence. Unless it's like, sometimes we get like some weird ones, like, can you help us fill our pothole? And we're just because you're 60 and older, we can't do that. But, you know, they'll ask you a series of questions. There's these flex questions that, you know, you'll be asked. So that whatever it is, you know, whether it's a caregiver support question, it'll all come up in the system. So we're able to have a queue. We see. So it'll say all the numbers and Paula or myself will look and then we'll assign it to the person who needs to see it. So whether, you know, if you're in Port Washington, it will go to the Port Washington social worker or nurse. So that's how, you know, it's a great system. And, you know, this way we're able to see what's going on. So it kind of keeps everybody connected and you could see the history of things. So if you're like, you know, I called, you know, a year ago, we're able to, you know, look it up and say, okay, you know, well, this is who you spoke to then. So
I'm amazed.
It's really, I think,
I'm amazed. I've called to get a live person.
Right.
They don't put you on hold for hardly at all. And
right.
They're so courteous and
patient. It's just, it's a wonderful.
It's amazing. It's, how many people are working?
In the call center itself?
Yeah.
The call center itself, I can't. I mean, there's a good amount of them because they were. There was probably, you know, I don't want to. It was probably around 20, maybe on duty at the one time. But I mean, they do an amazing, amazing job too. You know, just learning because it's like, you know, you also have to learn how to categorize certain things. You know, so I mean, it's like a whole system that goes into this. But it's great too because this way we're able to see how many, you know, people call in. And. And I actually have some numbers in front of me because I worked on the end of the year report for 2014. And so townwide, there was 26,565 service requests that were called in for Project Independence alone. The town was 60,238. So Project Independence was 44% of all those calls, which is an amazing number.
Wow.
I mean, like, there's a lot of departments, you know, and I think the one that was above us was the call center itself. So, I mean, I'm always surprised. I mean, the numbers are always amazing each year. But when you really, you know, see the actual number and how significant that is, it's just, it really blows your mind.
And the fact what Judy was saying, that you talk to somebody.
Yeah. You know, and that it goes such a long way. You know, it really does. So
because nowadays it's push this, then the next menu, then the next menu. And poor seniors, I get confused. So somebody who's nervous about something and wants some sort of information, pushing that button doesn't work for them. Talking to somebody at 311
is just
great. And like
I said, it connects people. You know, it's because whatever event that we have coming on or program, we send it to the call center. So if you call and say, you know, they'll know in front of them. So it's not this like, oh, you know, what are you talking about? What time, where? You know, they have it all in the system. So they're able to pull it up, you know, in the blink of an eye, which is really, which is amazing. You know, it's just, it's a great, great system.
I'm just going through, not to go through all these numbers. Yeah. It's tremendous.
I love it. It's like one of my favorite things to do at the end of the year because you just see, you know, just how significant. I mean, the transportation program is a huge, huge, huge part of our program. And there was 34,046 rides provided, taxi rides. Mm. You know, so that's for shopping and medical.
I've used it.
Have you?
Medical appointments.
Yeah, and that's what, that's what we always say to everyone because there's people who still drive. But, you know, someone she just called me the other day. She still drives, but she's going to have cataract surgery.
Right.
Okay.
So she's like, I said, listen, use the cab. It's because you just use it. It's discounted significantly. You don't need to worry. They'll take you to the doctor. They'll come back and pick you up. You know, it's door to door. I mean, it's really, you can't beat it. You know, so this way, you know, even if you are still driving, there might be a day that the weather's crummy and you need to go to the doctor.
Now, just Judy, you called up. They came and picked you up and they took you to the doctor. Excuse me. They don't wait for you, right?
Then you called them.
You call them back then. You call 311.
We'll be there in 5 minutes. Be at the door. And,
Wow, that's tremendous.
Yeah, and the way, you know, it's broken up our taxi, you know, by area. So it's not like someone's going to have to schlep so far, you know, so we try and manage it. So you're not really going to be waiting, you know. And I mean, it's just, it's an amazing service.
And some pieces of it are free and some pieces are
shopping
reduced.
Shopping is free.
Okay.
Totally free. So there are set days that you're able to go food shopping. And it's even beside, I mean, they're in big centers because we did a whole bunch of research trying to figure out. So, you know, this way you're able to go to the supermarket if you need to, or if you want to go to lunch, you want to go to the pharmacy. I mean, we tried to find centers that had a lot going for it because it's, you know, so you're able to, you know, use it. And it's really wonderful.
It's also a nice way for friends to meet.
Because
if Judy's going into town, you call somebody else and say, I'll meet
you. And that's a major part because the food shopping, you know, you take it, you know, it's a cab. It's a regular cab, which was amazing. And you got to, you know, a lot of people go. They had their set days, so they know when they're going. They're on the cab together. So it's a whole experience. And the medical, I mean, it's discounted.
I think half.
Yeah, well, it's the Medicaid rate. It's not a Medicaid program, but it's discounted half. So it works out to be amazing.
You know, and it's a program, every program in the town. You know, obviously nothing's perfect, but I've never really heard complaints from anybody.
It's such
about
a low, the amount of complaints that we get, it's such a low number, you know, and it's really, I mean, it's knock on wood, it has not been anything, you know, monstrous. So it's just like little
complaints.
Yeah,
and this is off the cuff. Judy didn't even know we were talking about it, and she's not turning around saying, oh, it was a nightmare, I'll never do it again.
Which
you're entitled to do, it's fine.
No,
it was
perfect.
It's a tremendous benefit to the people in the town because, you know, sometimes the children have to go and take mom or dad, which is fine, and they should.
Right. It's just,
but you can't always do it. It's a busy world.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just good knowing that it's there. So if you need it, you could always use it.
Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking. I didn't, you know, it's yeah. amazing when we do this piece of it. It's, you know, Zach is waving at me already.
we can talk forever.
This we're going to no, because people have to be made more aware of it.
Right.
You know, I mean, to have 34,000 rides this year is tremendous.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of people that could use it. I just want to take my time here to thank Dan Cox, who is the director, but at the same time has also helped out with Zach, who is the engineer, to get next week's State of the Town on the air, which is absolutely tremendous. And, of course, Janine, when I walk in once a week on Friday when I walk in, the first smiling face I see is Janine. Of course, Judy, thank you so much for being a co-host with us today.
Yes, Judy's first time. You did a fabulous job, Judy.
And it's absolutely great. And, Christina, as always, you put the speakers together. You did a great job. I look forward to this every week.
That's right.
Until next week, this is John Ryan from Project Independence, and you have a great one, everybody.